You know, in this day and age, it's real easy to hate your body. I mean, if we get in the mode where we're constantly comparing ourselves to the thousands of ads we see every day and the images of perfection that we're seeing, it's very easy to start saying, oh, I hate that part of my body. I hate my body. I wish I looked like that. But if we do that, think about the constant negative message that we're sending ourselves. And it becomes very difficult to really change something for the better that you hate. Okay, it's a weird psychological thing happens. So when you hate something, generally you want to punish it, right? You want to do it harm. Okay, so it's interesting what happens when you shift that hate for your body into love. Okay, now I'm using hate, that's a strong word, but it can be anything, any range of kind of a negative feeling for your body. It's kind of all the same. When we turn that into a sense of love, gratitude, appreciation, amazing things begin to happen. So what I want to do today is kind of give you an antidote for that feeling of hatred we sometimes feel for our bodies, okay, when we compare them to other people. So the way we do it is we shift. We're going to balance it out a little bit. Instead of just looking at our bodies superficially, right, how they look, we want to start to look at our bodies in terms of function, right? So if, for example, you're listening to this, then your ears probably work and you can hear. Well, what a gift, okay? Because there's millions of people out there that would do anything to be able to hear. So if you can hear, take a moment and appreciate that. Be grateful that your body works enough so that you can hear. If you're watching this, right, then you can see. Let's take a moment and appreciate that. Right, again, a lot of times people, they overlook these things, they start taking them for granted, and they start focusing on the parts of their body they don't like. Okay, but the way we want to shift this is to start looking at the function of our body. What works well? Okay, so with our eyes, let's appreciate the fact that we can see. Never mind, we're worried about the color of them, right? Let's just be happy that we can see things. Let's appreciate it. There's a lot of people out there that would do anything to be able to see. Your legs, right? If you're able to walk, you don't have to run, you know, be able to be a runner or a jogger. Let's just be appreciative of the fact that you can walk. Because again, millions of people out there would do anything to be able to walk. So now you notice this is genuine, right? When you start thinking in this way, it is a genuine appreciation. It is a genuine love for your body. And notice I didn't start by saying, let's love your body. Okay, I love the shape of my body. I love how I look. People have tried that before, and I've noticed that's not as congruent. Okay? People can say the words, but they're not feeling it deeply. Okay, so the way to combat that is we'll start with function. Right, and it's hard for people to say, I don't love being able to see. I love my eyes. I love my ears. I don't think about it a lot, but I really, really do appreciate and love my legs. I love being able to walk. I really do. When I consider the alternative, it's the best. Okay, and we can do this for a lot of parts of our body. We can go internal. How about your lungs? Right, if you're watching this, you're probably breathing. Okay, let's appreciate the fact that you can breathe, that you can take a relaxing deep breath anytime you choose. Thank you, body. Right? Thank you, lungs. Our hearts. Right? If your heart's beating and it's working, let's appreciate that. So you notice we're shifting. We're shifting our focus. We're shifting the way that we think so that we begin to feel a genuine sense of love and happiness towards our body. And for some, it might feel a lot different than you normally feel about your body. Right? Again, it's easy to get caught in that trap of not feeling as good as and being upset with our bodies. Okay, we want to get out of that. And the way we get out of that is we feel a sense of love, gratitude, and acceptance for what works. Right? A sense of excitement about the little things, like our hearts and our lungs and all the other organs. Right? Our hands. Again, I mean, there's millions of people that would love to have two working hands. So if you have both your hands and they both work well, take a moment and appreciate it. Think about the things you can do. You can write, you can color, you can draw, you can type on a keyboard, you can use a mouse, right? Whatever else you can do, play instruments. So appreciate just the little things that you're overlooking. And as you build up this feeling of love, this gratitude for your body, you may notice that it starts to feel different. And that's one of the other benefits of this exercise, is not only does it make you feel better, but it also gives you an awareness. See, sometimes if we do something all the time, if we always in a mode of hating or disliking our body, then we just get used to it. We don't realize we're doing it a lot of times. So when you do this exercise, when you appreciate your body, when you're grateful, when you love your body for a period of time, when you feel that way, and then all of a sudden you go back into the other way, it allows you to recognize when you're doing it so that you can stop it. Okay? So the more you do this exercise, the better. And it doesn't take long. Okay? But you just appreciate it and feel that emotion. That's the key thing here. You want to genuinely feel that sense of love and gratitude for your body. And never mind the shape. Just the fact that you're here. The fact that your heart is beating. The fact that you can walk. Alright? We start there. Now when you start from this place and you start to feel the sense of love, it's easier and you may start to feel like, you know what? I like my body. I like the shape of my body. I like the way I look. I like, you know, my hair or my eyes or my face or whatever it is you like. Okay? Because remember, you got to remember this. You need to remind yourself this regularly. You can change your body quicker. And you can change it in a much more enjoyable way and maintain the change longer when you do it from a place of love, when you do it from a positive place. It doesn't have to be through berating yourself and being really hard on your body. You don't have to hate yourself to create change. All right? You can create change through loving yourself, and it's much more enjoyable, and it just has way better benefits to it, okay? So do this exercise. At the end of this video, take a few minutes and do it yourself. And genuinely, what you're looking for is that feeling of true, genuine love. Okay, what? Because you'll do different parts of your body, and some will have a deeper feeling than others. But keep looking for that feeling, that genuine feeling of I really do am grateful and thankful that I've got this body. Okay, and the more you feel that, the better. So, do this, and I will talk to you next week.